Oh my God. I don't want to talk on this show. I don't want to.
Talking's for losers.
You feel like you've said too much?
I'm tired of talking now.
You know who else said too much recently? Quincy fucking Jones, man.
Hey, wait. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast.
I was thinking we'd say something funny first. Us? Get a good funny? Laugh in. Get a good laugh in and then break for the...
I love that show.
Sock it to me.
Okay, for real this time, welcome to Mouthy Broadcast. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm not Quincy Jones.
Oh, man.
So we're probably a little bit late on this with the timing of yeah. when this episode will be released. But we can't not talk about Quincy Jones. It's just ridiculous.
Good Lord. Good Lord. The first thing I saw about Quincy Jones recently... So there was an interview, mm-hmm. right? Okay, let's spell it out for people who may not have seen it. And we'll link the... We'll link it in our show notes.
Yeah, we'll link that article because it's a freaking crazy article.
Who was the interview with? Was it Oprah or something?
No,
it was like Variety or something.
Yeah, it was a. Let me see here real quick. The Quincy Jones interview.
It was some magazine.
I read it on Vulture. But I don't know if they were the ones that did it.
Right.
Because a lot of sites were pulling quotes from it.
Yeah. I read the full interview on Vulture, and I really am not sure if that's where it came from.
Because some sites were pulling quotes from it to make clickbait, and that's how I got wind of it, because I saw Quincy Jones calls the Beatles talentless motherfuckers and blah,
they
blah, blah,
blah.
They
were the no-playinist motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Is what I read.
And all the motherfuckers, they the motherfuckers.
So I clicked that. I was like, motherfuckinist. I was like, motherfucker, what'd you say? So like, I clicked the poll, and he's like, yeah, you know, Paul McCartney, he can't play bass, and Ringo can't play drums. We had to get another guy to drum for him. I was like, I'll give you Ringo, but Paul's a fucking good bass player.
Yeah.
But then I went to the full interview and I read it in context, and I was like, okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from, because he was talking about how he felt that the Beatles were kind of just stealing from black music in the beginning.
And which is kind of like what a lot of early rock and roll did.
Yeah.
Not that it's right, but...
Well, he put Michael Jackson on blast for doing the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So at least Quincy Jones was consistent in his bashing of musicians.
Because I didn't read the full article, or the full interview, to be fair.
Well, the thing with Michael Jackson was he said that Michael Jackson ripped off Billie Jean from a Donna Summer song.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, that melody is pretty common. Like, also, I've heard, like, there's, like, the Thriller fucking 30th anniversary edition where you can hear, like, the demos of stuff from the songs, and like Michael Jackson like had like that melody mapped out before he ever got in the studio with Quincy Jones. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, Quincy, I think you might just be an old man yelling at the clouds right now.
Well, he's throwing some shade.
If it wasn't if it wasn't clear that Quincy Jones is an old man yelling at the stars, we could go to the fact that Quincy Jones claims he knows who assassinated JFK.
which came out of nowhere. It was just kind of like, oh, by the way, I know who JFK
was,
who killed JFK.
Well, how the part that I read, it looks like the article was with GQ, by the way.
Okay.
And then I read it on Vulture. It was a condensed version of the
TLDR.
It was just basically, so he was asked, he talked about Michael Jackson's death and how he blamed it on Big Pharma and how Big Pharma is in bed with the White House, basically. Or not necessarily the White House, but just with the government, politicians, mm-hmm. all that stuff, how they influence so much within our country. And he said, I spent a lot of time in the White House with the Clintons, it, you know, during the Clinton era.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw how Big Pharma had this influence. And the interviewer brought up Hillary Clinton, asked what Quincy's opinion was of why she lost the election. And he said, or why people don't like her, you know, why she didn't do well as a politician. Yeah. And he said, I know too much. I can't say any of this. I can't talk about this. And he said, well, what do you mean you know too much? He's like, I just know too much. I wish I didn't know so much. And he said, what's something you wish you didn't know? Who shot JFK? He said, so who is it? Who did it? And he's like, man, we can't talk about this in public. But then he proceeds to tell him it was, what's his name? Sam Giacomo, some Chicago mafia guy.
So it's like the same conspiracy theories that have been around for forever.
But he claims he knew it. He claims he knows it through Frank Sinatra, that Frank Sinatra had given Joe Kennedy some money.
I've actually heard all of this shit,
and that Frank Sinatra is the one who actually told it to him. And then he goes back talking about Sinatra, all the shit they got into back in that day, talking about how motherfuckers don't study any music, you know, they need to study the cha-cha and the merengue and all this. And the interviewer's like, oh, really? You think so? And he says, oh, yeah, Brando, he danced to all of it. Well, how Brando got brought up, I'm not sure. But Marlon fucking Brando.
This is my favorite part.
Marlon Brando. And he goes, "That he was a crazy motherfucker. He would fuck anything. He'd fuck a mailbox."
Wait.
Marlon Brando.
Fuck the mailbox.
Would fuck a mailbox.
What kind of mailbox are we talking about here?
It's got to be an old-fashioned mailbox.
He's going to hand drop a mailbox.
Because we're talking about like the 1960s. It's like a, I'm thinking like an old school street corner blue steel mailbox that you see like right outside of the post office or like on a city block corner.
I thought maybe we're talking about like the ones that are shaped like little houses with the flag on it.
Maybe, like, yeah, I could see him doing that
too. Or like
too.
Big apartment building ones where it's just like a bunch
of slots in the wall.
Yeah. Like lockers, tiny lockers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, my imagination of this see, and now I need to go back to the Vulture article because I'm on the GQ site and it's too much to scroll
TLDR.
Through.
TLDR.
Yeah.
So he fucks mailboxes.
Yeah.
This is the part, I didn't even know that part. The part that I knew about was that apparently he was fucking Richard Pryor, right?
Well, that's what he says, that motherfucker would fuck anything. Richard Pryor. He says, hold on.
Mailboxes.
Yeah, Richard Pryor, mailboxes.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm. It was, Marlon Brando used to go cha-cha dancing with us. He could dance his ass off. He was the most charming motherfucker you ever met. He'd fuck anything. He'd fuck a mailbox. James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. I'm not sure.
Gaye.
And I'm not sure if he's saying that Marlon Brando would have fucked James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, and Marvin Gaye. Or if he was just referring to
that he would.
That he would have
fucked
them.
Not saying that he did. But he would.
But then the next day, Richard Pryor's wife was like, they fucked. Like,
what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
So everybody, we're all like, whoa. And she was
this
like,
is huge to find out that Marlon Brando had a biracial homosexual relationship.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And she was like, she was cool with it. She was just like, yeah, it was the 70s. Everybody was on cocaine. You know, that's just the shit that we did, you know? Like,
I think my favorite thing was the picture of Superman carrying Richard Pryor. And the caption says, hey, I knew your dad.
Fucking God
I'm just trying to imagine, like, what sex would be like between those two with, like, Richard Pryor cracking jokes and Marlon Brando getting all...
Who can do a Richard Pryor?
I can do a Brando.
I'm not gonna try to imitate Richard Pryor.
No.
Richard Pryor, on this day of my daughter's wedding...
Come on, Wonder Wheel.
I will only come back... I will grant you this favor, but I will request that you give me that fine black ass. Richard Pryor, you come to me, your godfather, on this most ceremonious day of my daughter's wedding. and you must get on your knees and suck my dick.
See, I feel like I can't do Richard Pryor without saying the N-word, and that's why I won't do it.
Right.
Marlon Brando couldn't either.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
I can't picture him.
But
I can't picture Marlon Brando.
There have been jokes and, like, memes made about this work.
Because this is 1970s fat godfather,
yeah,
chipmunk-cheeked Marlon Brando.
So what do I need to do is to look up some interracial gay porn and Photoshop their faces on for you so that you can picture it better.
This is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay. This is, no, but I'm just thinking, like, fat, sloppy,
I should have known. He never could outbox Santino. And only Richard Pryor could take this thick Italian sausage.
This is not Stella!
No, this is...
Like that Marlon Brando I want a picture fucking. I don't care who
this
he's
is
fucking.
Apocalypse Now Marlon right. Brando. Like this.
Right, streetcar named Desire Marlon Brando. I want to see that motherfucker all over.
Right.
You know? But I'm thinking like 1971 Godfather Marlon Brando. Fuck no.
Not peak Marlon Brando.
No, not Marlon Brando in his time.
Well,
certainly
I
want to
know like how Quincy Jones is privy to all this like classified information about the government.
He was with all of them.
So?
I mean, he was producing everything at that time. He
like,
was he in it.
Cabinet meetings and shit like
I mean, he was, this is the thing. So now I feel like there's a grain of truth to all this.
Yeah, because it's so crazy that it's like he can't just make all this shit up.
He couldn't have made up all of it. If this is true, if Richard Pryor's widow is saying, yes, they were fucking, then Marlon Brando probably fucked Marvin Gaye, too.
So in 30 years, is like Ted Nugent going to reveal
Let's
a bunch of shit
on.
About the Trump administration?
Let's like, get it on.
Like, I hope so.
He revealed some information about Trump. He also said he spent some time with Trump in the 80s and that he was a megalomaniacal, narcissistic.
Like, we didn't
surprise,
know that already.
But hold on, here's something you didn't know.
Uh oh.
Quincy Jones dated Ivanka.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. He said about 10 years ago. He didn't say, like, dated. He said that his daughter was working with her.
Like they just went out to dinner
and said
like
Ivanka
that.
Wants to have dinner with you. He didn't elaborate on what else happened, but he did say
coffee.
He claimed dinner. He said Ivanka wants to have dinner with you.
Coffee.
The Netflix and chilled.
Yeah.
But he did say Ivanka has the best legs he has ever seen. Most
I'm sure her seen. Father would agree with
Which
that.
Which anybody could say. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think so. Yeah. I think you're right, Peter.
Ew.
Yeah.
So did Donald Trump fuck Marlon Brando?
He didn't say that.
I can't see that happening.
No.
I mean,
I can't see Marlon Brando being okay with that.
I feel like Donald Trump is just too homophobic.
I wonder if Marlon Brando... Never mind.
No, you gotta say it now.
Well, I was just thinking about like Marlon Brando trying to help out the Native American plight. At the time, like when he didn't accept his Academy Award and he let, you know, that Native American mm-hmm. woman accept the award on his behalf and mm-hmm. use that time to, you know, talk about the way Native Americans were being mistreated. And I just started thinking about that South Park episode where Stan starts, or the Native American and Stan are having an affair of some sorts, you know, to try to exchange DNAs. And I'm wondering if maybe Marlon Brando was having an affair with that crying Native American who was crying over the land. See, this is not
guy,
going well. Why'd you make me tell this?
The guy in the commercial?
Yeah,
the guy like actually Italian or something?
He's actually Italian. Yeah, that's a true story, too.
I bet Marlon Brando fucked the Indian in that old commercial for...
That's why he's crying.
That's what I'm talking about.
Marlon Brando also fucked the weird naked Indian in Wayne's World.
Yes!
That would have been funnier, too.
Yeah.
Who
And the Washington Redskins.
And the Cleveland Indians.
Uh-huh. All of them.
The Braves.
Who hasn't Marlon Brando fucked?
That's a good question.
I bet he fucked Bill Cosby.
No, I think Bill Cosby fucked him.
Well, Bill Cosby would have only been into it if Marlon Brando was unconscious.
And so. Marlon Brando probably would have been unconscious a lot of the time.
Yeah. He's probably just like laying there on the couch like, oh, look at me, I'm taking a nap. Hey, Bill, what's up? What's up? snore.
I'm gonna put my Jell-O pudding in the ass.
You come to me on this most precious day of my daughter's wedding.
With a pudding pop.
Attempting to stick the pudding pop into my ass. I'll grant you this favor today. And I ask of you that you give me all of your quaaludes to use on Richard Pryor in the future.
Do you think that's what they fucked to? Do you think that was Marlon Brando's mood music? The theme from The Godfather?
Absolutely.
He just pop it in there.
No, they were listening to like Richard the cha-cha Pryor. And stuff like that.
Richard Pryor, come over here.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about this now.
That's your fetish?
If it were young, hot Marlon Brando, I would want to think about it more. I can't think about Godfather Marlon Brando.
Whatever. Love is love.
Love is love. But I'm just wondering who was giving, who was receiving. I kind of hope Marlon was receiving.
No, I think he was a giver. He seems like a control freak.
See, in my imagination here, they're just kind of all giving each other all kinds of shit.
That's a boat races.
Boat races.
Docking.
Some docking, perhaps.
No, they're all in...
Marlon Brando was Italian. He would have been uncircumcised.
They're all in a train. Like, Marvin Gaye, Richard Pryor, Marlon Brando. You know, one all butt-fucking each other in a line.
This is just so beautiful.
Oh, God.
Okay, can we take a break now? Let's take a break now.
Let's take a break, yeah. I need to go to the bathroom for ourselves. So I gotta go change my underwear.
What's going on? I was thinking last night, like, I was thinking about sending her a message last night that just said, "It's Friday night." But then I was like, oh my god, like, if her name really is Montel Jordan, she's probably heard all these jokes like so many fucking times.
Yes. So there's a new Bruno Mars song that is just Poison. He's just singing over the beat of Poison.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, and I heard it when Chris and I were driving down this morning. It was on the radio, and I was like, what the hell? He couldn't even, like, mix it up a little bit? It's just like,
at least just... dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, bam. So he pulled a Puff Daddy?
Yes, exactly. And Chris, like, had no idea what I was talking about. And then I had to, like, find Poison on Spotify, and then I was listening to, like...
And he's like, oh, God, Ron, this is your old people music. Oh,
yes. Yes, he especially hates old hip-hop.
What?
Old hip-hop is the fucking best!
Does he not like Run DMC or the Beastie Boys? Services.
He likes the Beastie Boys. He likes... Okay. Actually, I don't think it's I racist. Gave him... I don't think I gave him enough time with this. He probably is racist, yeah. I don't think I gave him enough time with this for him to say if he liked it or not. And then he just started reading his book. But, like, I put on a, you know, the play radio based on Poison, and it played some Boys to Men, TLC, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Wait, how did he get from Poison to 90s R&B?
No, not Poison the band. Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe.
Oh, I thought you meant like Poison the band. I was like, I thought Bruno Mars was singing over like fucking Every Rose Has Its Thorn or something. I was like, what?
No, over Poison.
Poison.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
That girl is Poison.
Yeah.
I have a playlist of that where I put it together, like, because I couldn't find anything that was good, like, of all that era of shit. So I called it my middle school dance party playlist, because that's the kind of shit that we would listen to.
I like Another Bad Creation, too.
Oh, my God.
At the playground.
I forgot about them. I got to add them to the
playground,
list.
Playground, you know.
I can't believe I forgot
Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Like the way you work it.
House of Pain, Jump Around.
No Diggity.
Even they kind of fit into it.
Bag it up. Like the way you work it.
No Diggity.
I will share this list to you because I think you guys are going to love it.
I think, like, No Diggity and Montel Jordan, they weren't middle school, but it's still kind of that same.
Yeah. I stretched it a little bit because it's like my sister was still in middle school, and, like, it kind of fits in that same
era. It has that
era.
Still vibe.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
That
Tell me why.
And then I had to explain, like, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown to Christian as well.
Oh.
Sounds so fun.
Did I tell you guys, I had a weird dream the other night that I was smoking crack in my dream.
And crack I woke up. I do not smoke crack.
I woke up with a fucking Bobby Brown song stuck in my head. And I was like, clearly my house is haunted by Whitney Houston.
I think maybe Whitney Houston has possessed your body.
It's possible.
But no, Whitney did not smoke crack. She was very clear
crack
on that.
Whack.
Crack is whack. I have never smoked crack.
I think it's somebody in the house
done cocaine.
Crack.
Crack is whack.
Why I was having a dream about smoking crack, I have no fucking clue. Whatever. Whatever. Don't we have something to talk about?
I think we did, yes. I was supposed to shamelessly promote myself once again.
Yes.
So, coming up this week, I got a big weekend coming up, you guys.
Yeah.
Big weekend coming up. Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th, I'm going to be performing in Fredericksburg Theater on Thomble. Fredericksburg.
All right, Deanna Troy.
Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble's rendition of A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. It's an Eve Ensler play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sister or companion piece to the Vagina Monologues. Oh, yeah, Scissor Sisters, baby. I'm actually reading a poem by Alice Walker. I'm a little afraid I may not be doing it justice.
Ooh.
So you guys can come and heckle me.
I will prepare a list of heckles for you.
Alice Walker was a queen. What are you doing in her place?
I'll show up with, like, a fake mustache and yell out insults.
Set the place on fire. Yeah. So that's the 23rd Friday and the 24th Saturday at 7 p.m.
Oh, God. Your entire weekend is just slam-packed.
Yes. And then Sunday, I am moderating a panel. The Wicked Women of Richmond panel presented by Red Vein Army at Blue Bee Cider from 2 to 4 p.m. Blue Bee Cider in lovely Richmond, Virginia. And I have the list ready this time of who is going to be there with me. So I have Paige Hones, sorry, who she is. Paige runs Eerie Nights Ghost Tour, which is a ghost tour of Richmond. Mm-hmm. She's the owner and operator, so she's a haunted history enthusiast. I'm really excited to ask her some questions about that stuff.
Ooh.
Britt Austin, who is an artist and illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of, Kitty has a lot of her pieces in her house, and it's like
okay.
Creepy little bats, things like really cool stuff. Very excited. And then there is Jamie Fawcett, who is the director, the executive director at the Edgar Allan Poe Museum.
Oh, nice.
Richmond. Yes.
Nice.
So we've got a good mix of people who are involved mm-hmm. in the horror industry, or the horror genre, rather.
I can't wait.
Richmond. Yeah.
I'm really hoping I can make it up to that. It's one of those things where I have to leave my house, like, by a certain time and try to get there, and it depends on traffic. I might be a little bit late.
Yeah. And it's a cool, Blue Bee Cider's a really cool little neat place.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not really interested in women or horror.
Which, not interested in women.
If you're not interested in women, I don't know why you're listening to this show, but whatever.
Good point.
But if you're not, maybe you're interested in cider and you want to check out a cool little place in Richmond.
Yes.
It's pretty neat. So.
Yeah.
Yay. So that's my my stuff.
I don't have anything else to talk about. I talked so much in the last one that, you know what, I'm just going to kick back. Let you guys talk.
I'm going to kick it to Peter.
What have you been up to, Peter?
I just finished watching The Good Place.
Okay, I don't know anything about this show. Like, is it a... It sounds like a Christian show or something.
No, it's not. It's a comedy. It's got Kristen Bell, Ted Danson.
Oh, it's like Heaven. It's like the Heaven thing.
Kind of. Right? The premise is that Kristen Bell has died, and after you die, you go to either the good place or the bad place.
Yeah, you go to Heaven.
And
it's about Heaven.
So it is a Christian show.
Yeah.
No,
it's an agnostic show.
Yeah, it's an agnostic show.
I'm back in.
But the thing is that Kristen Bell's character...
I mean, I love Preacher, you know.
Kristen Bell's character ended up in The Good Place on accident because she has the same name with, like, a humanitarian who absolutely deserved to be in The Good Place, and Kristen Bell was just kind of a shitty person. So it starts with her, like, trying to be like, okay, like, how do I stay here, you know, but keep my secret and blah, blah, blah. And what I liked about it was that it starts from there, and, like, you think the show is going to be about one thing, but then they pull out the rug from under you and subvert your expectations, and it becomes about something else. And it's like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming. And then they'll throw in a plot twist where it's like, it's not like Lost, where, like, they just pull it out of their ass and be like, oh, we'll explain it later. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Well, she was dead all along.
They pull out a twist, and you're like... Holy shit, like, that actually makes sense. And if you, like, look back on the other episodes, like, you could see them hinting at it.
Oh, okay. Oh. I like that kind of shit.
So then the second season starts, and I'm like, okay, like, I think I know where they're going with this. But no, like, the second season, like, after the first couple episodes, they're like, nope, we're not doing what you thought we were going to do. We're doing something else. And, like, for the first time in a long while, it was a show that really surprised me, like, at every turn that they took.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, I'm able to, like, call shit out and be like, oh, I bet they're gonna do this or whatever, and...
Okay. You've got my interest on this one. Like, it's really hard to get me to want to watch something new because it's like, I got so much other shit to watch.
When I first saw some previews for it, the premise reminded me a bit of, like, the not that it's the same, but, like, kind of the similar vibe of that Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a good 80s movie, but it's pretty, it's funny. And
it's a dark comedy.
You grow to like the characters, and you start to see, like, oh, well, I'm more like Kristen Bell's character, and, oh, my friend is more like, you know, Jason, and there's a lot of Florida jokes in there.
Oh,
okay.
And then I have, like, a totally newfound respect for Ted Danson as an actor, because I always just thought, like, oh, he was on Cheers. He was okay. But, like, on this show, like...
Don't forget that shitty version of Gulliver's Travel, too.
Good Lord, I forgot that even existed.
I was trying to forget that. Thank you. But, like, the things that they do with his character, I'm like, wow, like, props to Ted Danson. Like, I never thought I'd say that, but, yeah.
So how can we watch this show? Where
the
is it?
The first season is on Netflix. Second season, the second half is on Hulu. The first half, I don't want to break any copyright laws, so...
But if you have, like, On Demand or something, can you get it on a certain
channel? NBC On Demand or something, you can probably get it.
Oh, okay, it's on NBC.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's what
And it's also because, like, I ever since, like, 30 Rock and Parks and Rec were taken off the air, like, I haven't really had a comedy show that I liked. And, like, this one I do, like, because the premise is pretty creative, and the jokes are corny sometimes, but they're also really good. And then some episodes, like, it doesn't go quite as deep as You're the Worst, but some episodes, like, there is some real talk at the end. You're like, oh, good fucking point. Like, you know. And I really like it, and I think that you guys should check it out, and I think that you would enjoy it.
Cool. I will, because for the most part, I would say, like, 90% of the recommendations that you've told me, like, watch this, you're going to love it, I absolutely am on board. So,
yeah,
I trust you, Peter.
Yeah, and it's a comedy, so, like...
Peter, you're Jenny's film crit Hulk.
Yes.
Each episode is only, like, 20 minutes or something, so you can, like, just blast through three or four and see if it's your thing, and then...
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not bad, then.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is Mike Birbiglia on that show?
Who?
Mike Birbiglia, he had that, he's a comedian, he did the whole movie Sleepwalk with Me?
I don't think so, but there are some, there are some famous actors who do pop up in roles that I don't want to spoil. Because it's like, it's just like, oh shit, there's so-and-so. Like,
did you ever see Sleepwalk with Me?
No.
I keep hearing about it.
It's a movie about sleepwalking. He has a sleep disorder. He keeps sleepwalking. It's pretty cool.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know.
Speaking of sleepwalking, did you guys know that I'm a sleepwalker?
I had no idea.
What?
You have to tell us.
I'd say it started around when I hit puberty.
Do you get up to jerk off?
No. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know what happens. Like,
I wasn't sure where to take
I would go to sleep, and I would wake up, like, in a different part of the house. Like, not in my own bed. And I had never...
Jerking off?
No. There's no dried cup cum or anything. So...
We're disappointed. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So last week...
Look, just pretend like you're asleep and then jerk off.
So,
I think that's what we're trying to
say. So last week, I woke up in the morning and I felt something... I felt like a liquid near my kneecaps.
Was
it cum? Wasn't cum. It was blood.
Oh my god! Your dick is bleeding? You're not supposed to jerk off that much, Peter. Your dick shouldn't bleed.
So I was like, what the fuck? And I look under my covers, and I had scraped my knee so bad that it was just blood had poured out of it, and there was like a puddle of it on my bed. And then I look out into the rest of my apartment, and it looked like a fucking crime scene. There was like blood all over the place, and I was like,
Oh my god. Like, now I feel bad for making jokes about him drunk.
I was like, what the fuck did I do? And like, how did this not wake me up? Like,
no shit. Like, did you ever figure out what happened?
No, because I was looking at tables and, like, counters and shit to see, like, if, like, I bumped.
There's one place where the blood is going to be the most concentrated. You would think. Like, follow the trail back.
Yeah, I was trying to be like Dexter something. And, like, trying to, like, analyze the blood pattern and shit. Like,
there's probably a point where your skin is even missing on, like, the edge of a table or something.
No, I looked all around and I couldn't find the source. And I was like, did somebody come in and just fucking scrape my knee?
How did the wound look? It was just like a scrape? Like,
it was a scrape, but that was already... But since the blood was starting to scab up on it, so okay. I was like, all right, hydrogen peroxide, let's clean this shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Maybe you fell. Maybe you fell somewhere and scraped it, and then there wasn't blood initially, and it didn't start until you were, like, up and walking around.
Yeah, it... Maybe. I couldn't think...
Wow.
But...
Man, that's crazy.
Is that like the scariest experience that you've had with sleepwalking?
For me, yeah. But when I've lived with roommates, it's been scary for them because, like, I'm up front. I'll say, like, okay, like, you know, before we have our first night, like, just know, like, I'm a sleepwalker. It'll happen. You know, don't wow. try to wake me because I've heard like that puts people into shock or something.
No, that's not true. Well, you can wake people.
So one time, my previous roommate, he had his girlfriend over and they were sleeping. And apparently at one point, in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning or something, his door opens. I walk in, I give them a very judgmental look, and then walk out without saying anything. And they were just like, what Jesus. The fuck just happened? And
what the yeah, hell?
And the next morning they were like, why did you do that? And I was like, why did I do what? And they were like, why did you come into the room? I was like, I don't remember doing that.
Oh my god. It'd be like seeing a ghost or something.
Yeah. I guess he started locking his door after that.
No.
Jeez, what if they had been fucking, Peter? Like, that's really fucked up. I would have locked my door in. If I lived with you.
I was sleepwalking.
Well,
you walked in, gave us a judgmental look, and started jerking off.
You started licking my butthole.
What? I was sleepwalking.
You tried to put a pudding pop in my ass.
All right, but here's the
I've never woken up with Richard Pryor next to me.
I don't think that was sleepwalking. I'm pretty sure Marlon Brando was like, I'm wide awake.
For the most part, it's been harmless for me, except for that one night last week where I apparently gashed myself somehow. But usually it's just like I wake up like on the floor in the kitchen, or like I've woken up in the garage before. Like, it's just like a game of like, what the fuck? How did I end up here? Like, if I could predict the nights that I sleepwalk, I would want to set up a camera and just see myself doing it.
Well, you could get like a motion sensor camera or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah, they're really easy. They're pretty affordable at this point.
Because mm-hmm. I just want to see what I would do. Like,
I wonder if you're a sleep eater. Have you heard about those sleep eaters?
My friend Abel does that. Like,
yeah, they sleepwalk and then they go eat and they just shove like anything into their mouth. Like, it's not even
yeah,
food necessarily.
When I would be spending the night at his house, I would see him come out of his room and
not even food. How did I miss that one? It could have been a dick, right?
And Abel's just sucking dick out of nowhere.
I'd be
what? It's a delicious hot dog in my dream.
I would be sleep. I would be in the living room. I wasn't quite asleep yet, so I would see him coming out of his bedroom, and I'd go, "Hey, what's up?" And he didn't respond. And he goes right to the refrigerator, pulls out like a bowl of mashed potatoes, and just starts like eating them. And I was like, "Hey, hey!" And he's just silently eating them,
like a raccoon.
And then puts it back,
stick in the mashed potatoes,
and then went back to bed without ever acknowledging me. And I was like, well, that was weird. And then I was like, the next morning, I was like, how come, what was the deal with the mashed potatoes last night? He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, you ate mashed potatoes, and I was like trying to get your attention, and you didn't do anything. He's like, I don't remember that at all. And I was like, weird.
didn't know it was going to be that kind of party.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to go out there and stick my dick in the mashed potatoes, like...
Yeah, and then he had to go eating them. But then, that'd be a good way to trick him into giving you a sleep blowjob.
So, can I ask you a question
then,
about...
But then it wouldn't have been consensual, so I wouldn't have done that.
Can I ask you a question about Abel, though? Does he smoke a lot of weed? Like, was he taking a weed nap, and then he'd wake up and need to eat?
Back then, we were smokers, but I don't think we were high that night.
But does he? But it could still happen, though. Mm. I would blame that. I blame
fucks with your head.
I blame the marijuana.
No, because he still does it from time to time, and he hasn't smoked weed in years.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, then that's just weird.
Interesting.
Have you talked to a doctor about this? Because at this point, you've cut your leg. It could start to be a health hazard.
I've talked to my psychiatrist about it, and he's just basically just been like, you know, there's not really much you can do. Like,
I don't know. I feel like there is, like, if it gets to a point where you're hurting yourself, I feel like there's something you can do. I don't know what, but I don't know.
I mean, this is not like some kind of pill I could take that would prevent it or anything, you know.
I thought that there were, because, like, there are types of, like, sleep medications they'll give people who have, like, restless leg syndrome that keep them from moving as much in their sleep. I would think that something like that would work.
The only thing I care about is that my cat either sleeps on my bed or the couch, so he's safe from me accidentally stepping on him or something.
Well, he'll be safe. I mean, a cat will move out of the way if you're going to step on it.
No.
Yeah, he might actually wake you up.
Yeah. Maybe it was your cat that attacked you. Maybe you were about to step on your cat.
He's never attacked me.
Of course he wouldn't.
Maybe you joined a fight club in your sleep
against midgets. A knee-biting midget.
Maybe I started fighting some of the neighbors, and that's why they think I'm an asshole.
Maybe.
That could be.
We're not supposed to say the word midget. I forgot.
What about the hobo that was in the hallway?
Whose wheelchair was at the perfect height?
He just rolled up and just kicked you.
Wheelchair hobo. Oh my gosh, now we're making fun of midgets and people with wheelchairs. Oh, man.
And we're making fun of... let's just not.
You know what? Let's wrap this up. Because the last show was long. I'm tired of talking now. So, yeah.
Mouthy Midget Wheelchair Cast.
Midgets killed JFK.
That.
MidgetHoboCast.com.
It's getting ridiculous now. It's just not the same.
No, it's not.
But listen again next week. To Murphy first, what? Frothy Birds last.
Marlon Brando killed JFK.
Marlon Brando fucked JFK.
I believe
he'd
that.
Fuck anything.
He probably did.
JFK. Come on.
I'd fuck JFK.
What about his corpse?
I think it's crazy that
I'd fuck Jackie O.
Hold. We didn't acknowledge this part. Hold on. Quincy Jones said Marlon Brando would fuck anything, mentions the mailbox first, then mentions Richard Pryor, then mentions the other guy who I already forgot, and then mentions Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Gaye and Richard Pryor are lower on the scale of he'd fuck anything than the mailbox. Why is that?
I think mailbox is the craziest. Like, you got to build up to the mailbox.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, you got to say, like, he'd fuck anything. Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye, a mailbox. And what's worse, I think Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye in the 70s were decent-looking men. Mm-hmm. It's them who'd fuck anything if they fucked 1972 Marlon Brando.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did Quincy Jones fuck any of these people?
He didn't say. That I read. Maybe he did.
He just liked to watch. He just liked to watch.
He fucked some good-looking people. He's got a couple of beautiful daughters, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rashida Jones is his daughter.
Rashida Jones of Parks and Rec, which you already mentioned. Yeah, and he has another daughter, too, with a different mother, I believe. I could be wrong about that. I don't know.
Just make shit up. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what he's doing.
I think
I think he might be my real dad.
It could be.
It could be.
You do have a big black cock, so there's that.
Yeah.
So, we're Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. MouthyBroadcast.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Mouth of Broadcast, and you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. Leave us a voicemail, and you can subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Later. Don't fuck mailboxes.
Don't judge me.
Let's get on. I just sent Matt a message. We're wrapping up. Like that dick.